Welcome to Choose Carbs, Choose Happiness. My name is Luke, aka the Carb King, and I will help you lose all the weight you want and tone up your body without cutting out your favorite delicious carbs. If you'd like to catch me live and you'd like your own personal customized nutrition plan, you could go to blastoffthefat.com. That is blastoffthefat.com to catch me live. I run 21-day challenges every 5 to 6 weeks. But here is today's episode. What is up, my carboholics? All right, happy Monday. So today, I want to talk about becoming anti-fragile. So in the beginning of this, I'm going to give some examples. What is anti-fragile? And then at the end, I'm going to give you a three-step kind of process you can do to help get closer to being anti-fragile, which is an ongoing process anyways, all right? And so this came about, so I just, as most of you guys know, I just came back about a week ago from youth leadership with my church. And this was one of the topics that they talked about of being anti-fragile, where if you think about it, so what is anti-fragile? So we know that fragile means like easily broken, weak, just like easily to break, right? So anti-fragile is the opposite of that, where it's not easily breaks, but the biggest difference is that it molds around challenging times and keeps moving forward. Where most people, and the mistake that a lot of people make is they really just try to be resilient. And so in our health journey, there's many times where there's going to be tons and tons and tons of challenges on our health journey. And because of that, and most people, when they have that resilient attitude or like, I'm like resilient, they're tough, right? But, and they don't break or they don't change. And that's the biggest difference between anti-fragile and being resilient. If you're anti-fragile, you're able to change, you're able to mold and go with the times. If you're just super resilient and keep pushing forward and super hard all the time, what happens is you're stuck in the same mindset and you keep hitting the same wall over and over and over again. You won't break, but you also won't change. And that is the key difference here of becoming anti-fragile and rather than being resilient. And so the biggest things that I could think of in my last couple years of having to become anti-fragile, most of it had to become within the fitness or in the business space, if anything. So like in 2020, right, my only income, my only family's income at the time was 100% in-person gym, right? Gym owner, the only way to make money is people walking through the doors. And so what happened in 2020, right? COVID happened, the pandemic, and we had to shut down our doors. And there was tons, so hundreds and hundreds of fitness businesses had to figure out how to do this. And there was a lot of resilient, hardworking fitness business owners, tons of them that went out of business. Why is this? It's because they were 100% resilient. They weren't able to change the way they thought. They weren't able to change with the times. They weren't able to change anything. They just kept pushing forward and forward and forward and fighting against the government and trying to stay open, all that stuff, but eventually lost. Where what I had to do is I had to become the anti-fragile, right? Like, okay, I can't keep my doors open. People can't walk through the door. What can I do differently to still help people and continue this process? And so that's where we transitioned to online really quickly. Did we lose a lot of money in the process? Absolutely, right? But we made enough to get through the toughest time. We were able to mold around the tough times and keep pushing forward until we were able to open our doors again. The second thing that I could think of is my whole online space. For years and years, my messaging, so back up a bit, for those of you that don't know, most of you in the making of this video found me probably in the last 3 to 6 months, maybe even less than that. And but before that, I've been posting every single day for the last 2 to 3 years. But just in the last 3 to 6 months, things really started to open up. And what happened is because the first couple years of me posting, I was extremely resilient. Like I was so steadfast and had to push my agenda of it was pretty much like the same things, just worded differently. So I would constantly tell people you could eat whatever you want and still lose weight, and you don't have to exercise to lose weight, which is 100% true. Now, can we do that all the time? And should we exercise? Yes, we should exercise, but it's not needed to actually lose the weight. Same thing when it comes to what we eat. Now that you guys are in here and learning like the different macronutrients and all of that stuff, you're able to literally eat whatever you want as long as you stay within your macronutrients. And then we just choose the foods based on how we want to feel. If we want to feel good, we choose healthier foods. If we're okay with feeling bloated every now and then, we'll choose an unhealthy food for whatever reason. Right? And so that was my big push for a long time is eat whatever you want, don't lose weight, or eat whatever you want, don't exercise, you're going to lose weight. But nobody was catching on, and I was stuck, and I was resilient. I kept pushing it, trying to find different ways to push it, but it wasn't sticking. And then, throughout all the time of me getting my really good results, I'd always be posting pancakes and donuts and all this stuff, and people would always ask me, "How are you doing this? How do you look like that and still eat all this bad food?" Right? And then it was actually, I think it was my business partner that said it first, where he like called me the carb king and things like that. And so that's where I really started focusing on, you know what? People are so against, like it's ingrained in our society's mind that you have to exercise to lose weight. So instead of me trying to fight against that, let me just go with them. I'm gonna start posting some fitness videos. But along with that, I'm gonna show people that you can eat carbs because I can't stand the keto diet and how they make people suffer and lose their happiness from cutting out their favorite food. So I'm like, all right, let's go with this carb king thing. You could eat as much carbs as you could eat carbs and still lose weight and things like that and start changing people's mind. And that really started taking off. And it was absolutely insane. And so the biggest thing that I had to change was I had to like stop running into a wall and stop feeling so tough and being resilient and trying to force people to think a certain way rather than being anti-fragile and molding myself into the way that people think. That way, I could at least meet people where they are at. And then I could help change some of their beliefs and what society has brainwashed them to thinking for so long. And it's been working, and now people's lives are being changed every single day. And it's so amazing. So thank you for trusting me that you can eat carbs because you can, and there's nothing wrong with them. All right. And so these same exact kind of scenarios work within our own health and fitness journey, right? You might already be thinking of some already, where what are some challenges that came into your life where if you're fragile and you're tough, you kept pushing forward, but eventually, like, you just gave up, right? Anyone who starts and stops, if you ever told yourself, "All right, I'm starting over again. Oh, gotta start over again." That is having the resilient attitude where you're so tough, but eventually you're just gonna stop because you can't be so tough for so long. And you have the mindset of starting and stopping instead of the mindset of being anti-fragile, where you've come into a challenge, you mold around it, and you just keep going. There is no such thing as starting and stopping, especially in this health and fitness, right? If you wanna live a long, healthy life, you can't start and stop just being healthy. Are there times where you're healthier than others? Yes, but even during the bad times, you're molding and you're changing around this challenge, and you still keep moving forward and you're still finding new processes on how to deal with it better next time. And that's what being anti-fragile is all about. And so here's a quick kind of 3 steps to becoming more anti-fragile within your journey and things like that. Number one. Is you have to learn how to take 100% responsibility for every single thing that happens in your life. It doesn't matter if it truly was your fault or not, but the moment you take 100% responsibility and give zero excuses, you can start changing the outcome. For example, in my first example of when COVID hit, I had to shut down my doors. Was it at all my fault that the nation made me shut down my doors? No, right? But if I kept blaming them and saying it's their fault and played the victim, would I still have a business today? Absolutely not. Instead, I took responsibility of the members that I'm trying to help, of my family's finances, of not living on the streets. I had to take 100% responsibility of that, give zero excuses, and find a different way. So you have to take 100% responsibility, give zero excuses. Number two, you have to stop having a start and stop mentality. Even though you have to stop that, right? Even though you have to stop having a start and stop mentality. There is no more starting and stopping. No more. I'm going on vacation. I'm going to Hawaii later this week. I'm not stopping. My health and fitness doesn't stop. It changes. Am I going to eat perfect every day? Absolutely not. Am I going to hit the goals that I'm going to aim for? Probably not. But I'm going to mold and change around that and keep moving forward. And then when I get back, I just keep on going. I didn't stop for a week and then start again when I come back, right? You have to get out of that mentality of starting and stopping. It's just an ongoing thing that you keep changing. Every single challenge that comes your way, you work around it, keep moving forward. And then lastly, and probably the hardest one, number three, is you have to become a scientist. You have to get rid of all of the emotions out of everything that comes into play with health and fitness. I was telling someone the other day, I was like, losing weight is extremely easy. Like, it's so simple. Like, if you write it down on paper, here's exactly what you have to do, right? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to lose weight. Do this, 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 and this. And it's super easy. Anyone could do it. But the hardest part about losing weight and what makes it so difficult is what goes on between our ears. It's all of the emotions that come up with different challenges that come into our lives. And that is the only reason why it is so difficult to lose weight. But if you become a scientist and look at everything as data, instead of just being emotionally, oh, I feel bloated today, I'm gonna stop today. I feel super bloated, this isn't working for me, I only lost 1 pound in 2 hours, right? You have to get rid of all the emotions, look at everything as data. All right, this is what I did this week, these were my results, those are good, let's repeat that. Or this was what I did this week, these were my results, let me change this one thing over here, let's see what happens now. And if you just have that scientist hat on all the time, trust me, you're going to stop starting and stopping. You're going to be able to take more responsibility for everything that happens to you, and you're going to become anti-fragile. All right. So that is your mission for this week. Every single challenge that comes your way, become anti-fragile. Don't stop. Just find a way to change and mold around the challenge that makes you stronger and keep moving forward. Have a beautiful day today, everybody. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you have not yet done so, please take 1 minute to rate and review so it could reach more people just like you. And if you found any value in today's episode, please do me a favor and share it to your story, share it to your social media, tag me so I could help more people lose weight and tone up without having to cut out their favorite delicious carbs. And lastly, if you'd like to join my next 21-day challenge, you could go to blastoffthefat.com. That is blastoffthefat.com, and I will help customize your nutrition plan to you 100%.